word has been explained. Do you still remember this? And Peggy said, puberty means the earliest age at which a girl is able to bear children. 女孩子达到了生育年龄，她就进入了青春期 ，right? So you were not listening carefully, or just now you paid too much attention to individual words. As a result, you ignored the clues in the context. So it doesn't matter if you don't know the word puberty, because through the context you can know what it means. Okay? So first of all, I guess your problem is that you pay too much attention to individual words. So you haven't given enough attention to the context. And the second, is about the word bear. What does it mean? If I say bear children, anybody can explain this phrase? Yes, give birth to a baby. But the word bear can have a totally different meaning. In another sentence, for example, Peggy said, I've always been able to bear children. It's adults I can't bear. So in this sentence, what does bear mean? The nose? Great, Fang Junjun, that's it. Means endure or stand. So this is the word humor lines. Just like a lot of Chinese characters, many English words have multiple meanings. So in one case, bear children means give birth to a child, and in another case means stand or endure. So now I hope you can laugh. You can find some pleasure in this joke. Well, Li Peilu has applied for the mic, so I'll give mic to Li Peilu. Let's see what Li Peilu would like to say to us. Hello.
Oh.
Hello. Hi. Hello, Li Peilu. So nice. It's so nice to hear your voice. Mr. Li, can you hear me?
Hello? I speak to you.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to say? Hi.
I want to know what's your suggestion for...
A suggestion about what?
Speaking English.
Oh. Well, Li Peilu, I suggest... You should have listened to Professor Wang Tong's lecture, and in that lecture, she gave some very good advice on how to improve your listening ability. But today's topic
In other words, I want to know: do you have any tips for us to improve our speaking English quickly as possible?
Oh, be patient. As we go along, I will gradually offer you some suggestions on listening, on how to improve your listening skills. And I told you a joke, and quite a few of you fail to understand this joke. So one of the problems is that you pay too much attention to the difficult and familiar words in it. So first, my suggestion is that get clues from the context, okay?
Right.
And Li Peilu, just be patient. Just be patient. We're coming to that, to some tips on how to improve listening skills. Well, good evening, Kuang Ping. Well, good evening, Kuang Ping. Hello, Kuang Ping. All those applying for mic, hold on, please. Let's first move on, and after the second joke, I will give you another chance for you to express yourself. So first, unfamiliar words can pose difficulty in the process of listening. And for this problem, my suggestion is that you get clues from the context. And now, would you like to listen to the second joke and try your luck? Try your luck with this one. Okay, ready now? A fellow had just been hired as the new CEO of a large high-tech corporation. The CEO, who was stepping down, met with him privately and presented him with three numbered envelopes. Open these if you run up against a problem you don't think you can solve, the former CEO said. Well, things went along pretty smoothly, but 6 months later, sales took a downturn, and the new CEO was very much worried. Just about at his wit's end, he remembered the envelope. He went to his drawer and took out the first envelope. The message read, blame your predecessor. The new CEO called a press conference and fully laid the blame at the feet of the previous CEO. Satisfied with his comment, the press responded positively. Sales began to pick up, and the problem was soon behind him. About a year, the company was again experiencing a slight dip in sales, combined with serious product problems. Having learned from his previous experience, the CEO quickly opened the second envelope. The message read, reorganize. This he did, and the company quickly rebounded. After several profitable quarters, the company once again fell on difficult times. The CEO went to his office, closed the door, and opened the third envelope. The message said, prepare three envelopes. How about this one? Have you understood? Well, somebody said I can hear your voice clearly, and I can hear every word, every sentence clearly. But you, I understood nothing. Well, someone said very interesting. Well, it seems there is a gap. There's a gap among you in terms of listening level. Some of you found this joke just too difficult for you to understand, listening to it once. Well, some of you understood very well and can enjoy the joke. So if you to understand it, now would you please type in your reasons. Why do you think this is difficult for you? And if you think you understood this joke well, then would you please share with us your secret, why you understood it well? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Justin Lu. Nice to meet you here. What would you like to say?
Would you like me to speak in English or in Chinese?
Either can do. But I encourage you to speak in English.
I can understand this story because I catch the main point of the story. I know why this story is humorous.
So can you tell us why you think it's humorous? Where does the humor lie?
Because, you know, the first CEO gave the second CEO three envelopes, is that right?
Yes.
And asked him to open the three envelopes respectively when he meets troubles. So
yes.
The first time he opened the first envelope and followed the idea of the envelope. Thus, he solved problems very successfully.
Mm-hmm.
About a year later, he meets problems again and he opened the second envelope.
Yes.
Thus, he solved the second problem very smoothly.
Yes.
And it's the third time when he meet problems. And when he opened a third envelope, he found the word is prepare three new envelopes. That is to say, let him in and turn the post to another CEO. That is the humorous point of the story. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful, very good. I think you've got the whole meaning of this story, yes. And you have a very good ability of listen between the lines. You got all the implied meaning, yes. Prepare three envelopes, that means it's time for him to step down, to resign. Yeah, thank you. And Zhao Xinglu, well, I suppose many of your peer learners here, few jealous. They feel jealous of your excellent listening ability. Then, don't be modest. I think it's quite good. At least in this case, it's very good. Then can you tell us what do you do to improve your listening?
I just listen VOA every day. And according to the method which Zhong Daolong introduced to me,
what method? Would you please say a few words about that method?
Listen and make dictation, 听写, listen for one word and jot down the word that you had heard. Thus you can improve your listening skill very quickly.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for offering such a useful skill. Yeah, dictating, listening, and note-taking can be a very good way to improve your listening. Okay, thank you, Zhao Xinglu. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, so do you find Ms. Zhao Xinglu's experience or suggestion inspiring? Yes, listening and dictating. Okay, and now let's move on some practical ways of improving your listening skills. And dictating is good. That means when you're listening to a text, you listen and take some notes. And of course, you may try to take down every word. And of course, you can note down some important words. And when you're using this method, you're actually listening intensively. You're listening intensively. You know, when we read, sometimes we read intensively, and sometimes we read extensively. 阅读有精读和泛读之分。And we can do the same with listening. So the first suggestion I'd like to give you today is that you should combine intensive listening with extensive listening. 我们要把精听和泛听结合起来。I do not suggest you treat listening task the same way, because you have no time, you have no energy to listen to each and every listening text intensively, and it's not necessary for you to do that. And intensive listening is very important, because it is through intensive listening that you develop your various listening skills, and also it is through intensive listening that you are reviewing a lot of English usage, such asvocabulary, intonation, accent, right? But to improve your listening quickly and effectively, getting yourself exposed to a lot of listening materials is also very important. 量积累是非常重要的。So this year, extensive listening can help, 通过大量的泛听。So I suggest, each time you practice your listening, exposure, every time you practice your listening, you can listen to one text intensively, which means you try to understand every word, every sentence. And if you fail to understand some words or structures, why not read the tape script? 没关系，我们就把那个 tape script 把后面的文字看一遍。It doesn't matter you don't understand some parts of it, but it does matter that you...After you're reading the tape script, you go back to listen to the tape once again. And this time, you pay more attention to the missed parts you fail to understand when you listen to it in the previous time, previously. Means you need to listen to it several times. And for the second attack, you can just listen to it extensively. And you should feel happy with yourself as long as you...get the main ideas of the text, because it takes you shorter for you to get the main ideas of text, so you can listen to more text extensively. You can listen to two or three texts extensively. You need to listen to one text intensively, spending longer time on that text. Or you can listen to just one text, but you listen to the full part of the text intensively.But listen to the latter part of the text extensively. That combining these two modes of listening, we are paying attention to both the quality and quantity of listening. 听力的质量和数量我们都已经就都顾全了。We cover both the quantity and quality of listening. Do you think it's a good idea? And my second suggestion, I've mentioned it earlier, that is, you shouldevelop your ability of making guesses. But of course, I mean you should develop your ability of making wise guesses instead of wild guesses. Wise guesses instead of... It's easy to make guesses, but it's not that easy to make wise guesses. A big difference between listening and reading is that when you listen, you can't adjust...the pace of speech. 你无法控制调节说话。You can't adjust the pace of speech. And you can't listen again or check a new word unless you're listening to a tape or you can rewind and listen again. But when you speak with somebody, when you listen to a lecture,you need to develop your ability of achieving comprehension on the spot, because listening is a real-time skill. So it's very necessary for you to develop the ability of making wise guesses on the spot. And you make guesses based on what? Based on some contextual clues. That means you make guesses from the context. Context我们要从上下文中来获得词义。So once you come across an unfamiliar word, don't panic, don't worry. Just forget about it for the time being. Put it aside and go on listening. Because for native speakers, they will present their ideas in a very logical way. So what they mentioned earlier, if they mentioned an idea earlier, they will repeat it again later on. So as long as you keep on listening, you will find you will get roughly a general idea of this word in the letter context.And of course, you have other means which can help you make guesses. Do you think, how can you make guesses in addition to the clues in the context? Are there any other ways which can help you make guesses? Have you got some idea?Maybe it has never occurred to you that you can make guesses when you're listening. Observe the facial expressions. Observe facial expressions. I don't know whether you have such a feeling. Personally, I feel that when I listen to a native speaker,If I can see him, if I can see his face, I find it's easier for me to understand him. Do you agree? Yes, right. Why? Yeah, nonverbal communication. Yes, nonverbal communication includes facial expressions, 面部表情, body gestures, 身体行动. For example,body language, yes. Westerners, compared with we Chinese, their facial expressions are very rich. For example, if you hear this word agony, anybody know this word agony? Well, it's a new word. Agony means misery. Agony means pain, misery, suffering. Yeah, 痛苦苦恼 And usually, when a native speaker is speaking this word, and his facial expression, he will be wearing a very miserable facial expression.So from the facial expression, you can judge, well, these words must have something to do with suffering, with misery, with worry, or things like that. Okay, anyway, I see you've got my point. And of course, another is that your knowledge about the topic.For example, if you're going to listen to a lecture on automobiles, on cars, on automobiles, probably you can read some articles on this topic, or even you can log on to the internet to search for some relevant vocabulary 读一些关于汽车的知识，去收集一些关于汽车的词汇。And all this background knowledge will help you understand, comprehend and understand the message better.